Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Chav Ches, Kiddushin 28a, pagination is 55. We'll start from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, about 6 lines up. Kol ha'na'aseh damim ba'acher, anything that is money to acquire something else, this is the way we understand the Mishnah right now. Kevin she'zachazeh, once one person acquires this item, nischayiv zeh b'chalifav, the other person is obligated in its exchange item. In other words, it's a binding sale. The concept of chalipin, which is our topic, is exchange, which means that I have an item that you want, you have an item that I want. Once one of us is kona the item that we are acquiring, the other person becomes bound to complete the exchange, and both parties are now in ownership of the exchanged item. The question that we are confronting here is, can money be used for the exchange? Now, this is a sophisticated question, because at first glance, who needs to do chalipin? Why don't you just do a kinyan kesef, an acquisition of money? I pay money for an item and it becomes mine. And the answer to that is that we have a halacha that money does not acquire metaltalin, movable objects. Indeed, money can acquire real estate. But when it comes to movable objects, Chazal want the item to be present. They want a meshicha, a pulling, to take place. Because we're worried, Shemon Yomar, Nisrufu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, the seller will say, after the item was sold through money but remained in the seller's possession, he'll say, when the fire came, it burnt your item, and I didn't save it because it's yours, and it's yours that burnt. And it leaves the commerce to a very vulnerable situation. They were gozer that money should not do the kinyan on metaltalin, on movable objects. So that, for example, in the classic Talmudic view, when you're buying something in a store, even if you were to give them cash, forget about credit card swipes, if you give them cash, but the item is still on the conveyor belt, you haven't picked it up yet, according to strict Talmudic viewpoint, it would not be yours. If someone would shoplift at that moment, you never acquired it. It still belongs to the store. At the moment that you've given the money and therefore they allow you to acquire it, you could acquire it. You can lift up the bag that has the item, you can lift up the item. Money alone is not a kinyan. And therefore, we got very excited when this Mishnah seemed to indicate that even though money as a transaction of money doesn't work for movable objects, it sounds like it'll work for as chalipin. If I would word the transaction instead that I'm exchanging this money for the item instead of paying for the item, perhaps it would work no different than a sewing needle works to exchange with an item. Now, as a matter of fact, to jump to the conclusion, money does not work as chalipin, as exchange. And the reason given is because the das, the intent, is not accurate. A person who would use money as an exchange would be using it because it's minted, and they view that picture that's on the coin as what's making it into a keli, what's making it into something important. And the concept by coins is that monarchies change and it loses its status. And therefore, it's not strong enough to work as a keli, because a keli, a vessel, maintains its status. You can change regimes, but a pot that cooks food is going to remain a pot that cooks food. And there's a certain level of value as an item which a standard item has, and a coin, if its value is because it's minted, will not necessarily have that type of value. So indeed, a coin does not work for movable objects, not on the level of chalipin, not on the level of kinyan kesef, and really the money itself is something we're going to steer clear of by movable objects when we want to assess, does he really own the item? The Mishnah continues, and this actually was the correct illustration of what we had in mind, and is going to cause us to revisit the first part of the Mishnah. Ketzad, I'll give you an example of chalipin, and the examples do not mention money at all. Hichlif shor bepara o chamor beshor. If you're exchanging an ox with a cow, or a donkey with an ox, kevin shezocha zen is chayiv zeba chalifav. When one person acquires the item of the exchange, the other person automatically acquires the exchanged item. The Gemara says, chalipin mayniu matbeya. It appears that a coin would work as chalipin because the opening statement of the Mishnah, as we understood it, was kol hana'asa damim ba'acher, anything that can be used as money to acquire something else. Shmamina matbea na'asa chalipin. It appears that a coin can be used for chalipin. And again, as I mentioned, that struck us as a surprise because really it doesn't work because it's not a keli, it's not a vessel that has ongoing value. Its value is coming from the regime that's currently in power. Amar Rav Yehuda explained, you misunderstood the Mishnah. Hachikoma, this is the way to understand the first part of the Mishnah, and indeed, if you do this, it'll be compatible with the second part of the Mishnah that talked about animals. Kol hanishem damim ba'acher. Anything that needs to be evaluated in its value in order to acquire something else. Meaning, anything but money. Money doesn't have to be evaluated. We know exactly how much it's worth. But anything that needs to be evaluated, meaning anything but money, will be usable for chalipin, and therefore kevin shezocha zeh nischayiv v'chalipin. Once you acquire it, the exchange takes effect. Dekanami, and now you understand the second part of the Mishnah, diktani ketzav hichlif shor bepara o chamor b'shor shmamina. We gave examples of animals being exchanged, because animals are in this category of things that need to be evaluated in order to do an exchange. You have to evaluate the ox, you evaluate the cow, and then you know if it's a fair exchange. Again, anything with the exclusion of actual money. Now, in a deeper understanding of chalipin, the concept of exchange, there are exclusions. Peros, for example, fruit, are not considered kalim, they're not considered vessels, and therefore they don't work as chalipin. There is discussion regarding animals, if animals are only work animals or any type of animals. A work animal, as the Meiri explains, can be understood to be a keli. It's a type of utensil. A work utensil. If, however, the animal is alive, it's an animal, it's a balchai, but it's not a work animal, that apparently is a matter of discussion if it would work as chalipin. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.